The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. When George Washington was about to leave office after giving nearly 50 years of service to his country, he addressed the nation through what has come to be known as his farewell address. In that address, he warned us what to do and what not to do in order to preserve this new government, which aimed at giving the greatest amount of liberty to the greatest number of people. In warning us how this new republic could be overthrown by those working inside it, he stated, quote, "But let there be no change by usurpation." In other words, one branch of government stealing power from another branch. "For this," he said, "is the customary weapon by which free governments are destroyed." And yet, for over 80 years, the branches of the presidency and the Supreme Court have been stealing the power which our founders gave to the Congress, or reserved to the people and the states. And Mr. Obama has been the worst one to steal these powers. As Bill Federer, in his new book, which I highly recommend, From Change to Chains, states, "Obama concentrated power at an unprecedented rate, taking control of banks, car companies, and life and death health care decisions of every citizen." End quote. Why is it so dangerous to concentrate power into just one branch like the presidency or the Supreme Court? Since God made man, as He said, in our image, after our likeness, to have dominion or to rule, He intended us to have the liberty to look like Him, live like Him, and rule like Him. The Garden of Eden provided just such an atmosphere. Adam was free to do anything within the limits of God's commands. This is the very definition of liberty. In other words, freedom within boundaries. Thus, Adam's atmosphere of liberty was the best environment for him to become all that God had created him to be. God came into this atmosphere of liberty in the cool of the day in order to teach Adam what he was created for and how he could be that. So God loves liberty in a society because it is the atmosphere in which His will is most easily accomplished. This is part of what the Bible is teaching us when it says, "Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty." After man sinned, God gave us external civil government to keep down the sin principle in a society so the children in that society could still be taught the truth, and thus learn how to become, through Jesus Christ, what God had created them to be. So Satan is always motivating selfish men to take away the liberty of others, since Satan's goal is to keep us from coming to the truth. America's founders understood this warfare and warned us of it. President William Henry Harrison warned us in his inaugural address in 1841, "The danger to all well-established free governments arises from the unwillingness of the people to believe," he said, "in the existence of designing men." In other words, men who work in government but are trying to overthrow it. Then he stated, as if looking into our present situation in America, quote, "It is in periods like this that it behooves the people to be most watchful of those to whom they have entrusted power." So the greatest threat to liberty in a nation is when the people of that nation refuse to believe that there is a threat to liberty. Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Pilgrim Seminars, by visiting heritageministriesky.com. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Don Pinson. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.